The state Senate passed a bill Monday that would provide tax credits for gas stations that sell higher blends of biofuels like ethanol, as well as credits for companies that make and blend the fuel. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports a state environmental group says the measure would put taxpayer dollars towards a fuel that isn't as green as it seems.
While using gas with ethanol puts less pollution into the air than traditional gasoline, the process to make ethanol isn't as climate-friendly. Converting something like a forest to cropland releases carbon dioxide. So does the fermentation process that helps turn corn into ethanol. Then there's all of the energy-intensive fertilizer farmers spread on that corn. Sam Carpenter with the Hoosier Environmental Council says back when the federal government first subsidized ethanol, there weren't better alternatives.
Now we've got affordable electric vehicles that have, you know, zero tailpipe emissions.
Supporters of the bill say incentivizing gas stations to sell higher ethanol blends could increase demand for Indiana corn, which would boost rural economies. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
The bill now moves to the state house for consideration. Indiana is one of the top states for ethanol production, and more than 40% of the state's corn crop is used for it.